And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Wrong again, silly robot voice. It's me. I'm here, Anthony Inman, but Brian is not. But that's okay, because I've got Kim Hornack on the other side of the mic, and she's helping me count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And Kim, thank you very much for taking the helm.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you know, it's hard to find somebody to fill in here, because they know that Brian can be quite mean.
Oh,
when
yeah.
it comes to giving criticism.
Ooh.
About his fill-ins.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
You're gonna get a note tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but
Monday yeah. or Tuesday, he'll come back, he'll listen to the show, and then he'll critique you, and you'll just be like, wait, I don't need to put up with this. I was doing you a favor.
And then I'll cry.
And then you just come to me.
Okay.
Then none of this actually happens. He's probably not even, he won't even care. He'll be like, yeah, it happened. The show
it's
happened.
Over.
It's over.
It's in the past.
Let's move on to the next one. Although we are over the 100 hump.
Woo-woo!
We had our 100th episode a couple weeks ago. Very big milestone for us. We didn't do very much for it. But we gave away a prize pack to a lucky listener.
Yeah.
I want to do more of that.
Yeah, do it.
In fact, right now, I'm going to give away the hat you're wearing.
What? No. I like my hat.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that.
No.
I'm actually going to do it.
Nobody All right. wants it.
You don't think?
No.
You don't think?
It's like formed to my head.
Oh.
And my head alone. And an alarm goes
off. If anybody else tried, it's like the sword and the story of trying to pull the sword out. If anybody
sword
else,
the stone.
If somebody else tried to put it on, it just wouldn't work.
It would
or like
them.
Cinderella.
And the shoe.
The shoe, mm-hmm. Yeah, more like Cinderella. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's good to know, because I was going to take it before you left. So.
Don't do it.
No, I won't. If you're just tuning in. And you're still with us after that little rant, then you're probably wondering what this show is about. We're counting down the top 20 albums, and now we're into the top 10 of earshot-online.com. Kim's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshotonline.com, where you can find the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Everything she said is true. You can find all of that there, and you can also find the reviews that she's talking about. All kinds there. David Blake, Moby, Bear Mountain, Slow Leaps. There's all kinds of reviews, and they're updating them all the time. You can also find stuff like that at Exclaim, too, and we're going to be talking with Steven a little later on. And you can talk to us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to get in contact with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do it. We'll give you a feature, which includes an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. And I said we were going to do that earlier. In the first hour of the program, I said we were going to have a Nova Scotia band on next week and do a feature, but we're not actually doing a feature because, granted, they stay on the charts. It's actually Walrus, and they're in at number 19. So if they move on up, that's great. We'll
Go
be talking
Walrus.
To them next week.
That's fantastic.
Woo woo. Woo. I'm having an Oprah moment, and you get a Walrus, and you get
Yay!
Everybody gets a Walrus.
I don't know where I'll keep mine.
I don't know where anybody would keep a walrus. I feel like that's not a practical animal to have at home.
It's kind of animal cruelty.
It's not very good. All right, we'll start the countdown. And coming up in a little bit, Stephen Karlick joins us on the program again to give us some more of the entertainment news and his song pick of the week. You're not going to want to miss that. But first, here's what's coming in at number 20.
In at number 10 is White Horse.
Oh, number 10. you see what happened there?
You tried to trick me.
I did.
But in at number 10 is White Horse from their album Ferme Sans Repère. And then number 9, we have The War on Drugs with their album Lost in the Dream. And at number 8 is Odonis Odonis and their album Hard Boiled, Soft Boiled.
All right, number 20 this week is White Horse. It's Un Canadien Errant. And stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Un Canadien ces foyers, parcourir en pleurant des pays étrangers. Un jour, triste et pensif, assis au bord des flots, au courant fugitif, il adressa ces mots.
Number 9.
In the dream, or just the silence of a moment. It's always hard to tell. Down in the way, they cut it open and they sold it. It's always hard to tell. Living under your skin, love's the key to the things that we see. And don't mind chasing. Leave the light on in the yard for me. Oh. We stroked our arms and we wore them thin. Ah, the sadness it was in. But you don't miss it, man. You got it all like a memory. Now it's living under your skin. Love's the key to the games that we play. Don't mind losing. Love's the key to the things that you see. But you don't mind moving. It's the door in the dark of the way. It's the key in the dark for the spark. Love's the game all the way the same. Oh.
Shot 20. Number 8.
Oh, Donis. Oh, Donis.
Mm.
Two Donises.
Mm-hmm. One's not enough.
Two Donis make it right.
One is just wrong.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it. It is the Earshot 20.
You just heard High Note by Odonis Odonis. Before that, it was Lost in the Dream by The War on Drugs. And before that, we had Un Canadien Errant by Whitehorse.
Ooh, very good. No, excellent good. Pronunciation.
No, I
don't even know if that's even a word. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. And before we continue on, I feel like it's important for me to put this public service announcement out there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a jerk on Twitter.
No, don't.
After all of the messiness that went on with the NHL, with the games yesterday, or if you're listening to this program, I'm alluding to yesterday as today being Friday when this program is recorded live. However, with all the foolishness that's gone on, just be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice on social media. Mm-hmm. It's not hard. It's not hard.
No.
And, you know, as a slap in the face now to all those people who wrote those things, I hope Boston wins. I'm not a big fan of hockey anyway. And I'm Canadian. And I'm getting booed all across Canada right now. They're like, I can hear it. It's traveling through. Boo. But I watch hockey. I'm not like anti-hockey, but okay. I don't play it clearly. If you see my mid-region, you understand I don't play sports. And I'm just not a big, like, I'm not a big fan of hockey, but I'm rooting for Boston because I feel bad for PK Subban.
Well, I think it's an embarrassment that people would behave that way and still think that way in 2014.
It's 2014?
2014.
Oh, yeah. Man. Where's my life gone?
And Twitter, people are terrible on Twitter.
Because they hide behind it, right?
Yeah, it's really awful.
I don't hide behind Twitter. If you tweet me and you say something tweetful, which is hurtful in the Twitter world,
okay,
then I'm going to tweet something back that's twappy.
Twappy.
Which is happy tweet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fight negativity
maybe
with positivity.
Twertful is a hurtful tweet and twappy is a happy tweet.
Oh, I like how you're creating lingo.
Yeah, maybe Twitter is either going to sue me or ask me to buy that. They're going to sue me because it's their it's their product. I don't know. Anyway, you've got lots of, it's in the second round now, most of the playoffs, so... Who's going to win Stanley's Cup? That sounds awful. Who is going to win the Stanley Cup? Who knows? It's still up in the air.
It's anybody's game. Well, not anybody's.
Only one will win. But I mean, they all have a shot, I think. Again, I don't follow. People are probably out there going, no, there are some teams that are definitely getting eliminated this round. Right. And I'm like, nah, everybody's got a fair shot because, you know, everybody deserves it.
Just A for effort.
A for effort. Affort. A for afford, which is what they'll be building after they get eliminated from the rounds. A fort out of the ice and... No. Anyway.
No.
Moving right along. let's keep the countdown going. I think that is probably the best idea yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In at number 7 is Gord Downie and the Sadies and their album, The Conquering Sun. And then at number 6, we have Chad Van Galen with his album, Shrink Dust.
All right, stick around. Los Angeles Time, Gord Downie and the Sadies. Stick around. It's Earshot 20.
Celebrity and a glass of something else. May we be at ease with ourselves. It's Los Angeles times. To all the star-free nights and the sweet sunshine. May we be at ease with ourselves. And then I saw you through the foster in the night like a and move.
lines. Says I wanna be known as a guy who gives a shit, who has contact with his life. Can't take my eyes off you. Between the walls under the roof. And then I saw you to the deep serene under the uncluttered moon.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
Ripping my eyelids a little bit wider, our two prime hands
You just heard Monster by Chad Van Galen, and before that, it was Gord Downie and the Sadies with Los Angeles Times.
That's right, it's the second hour of the program, and we're counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you haven't checked out that website, you should probably go there and check it out, and you should also check out exclaim.ca. All kinds of great music news and everything you could imagine. And Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine, senior editor over there, is joining us back on the line in this hour of the program. Chat a little bit more about some more great stories that are hitting the, I don't know if you'd call it the online shelves of the website. And kick things off with Coldplay, some news about them.
Yeah, sort of a neat idea Coldplay had. Coldplay get a lot of slack from, especially from quote-unquote serious music fans who consider them a little too poppy for their taste. But they are a huge worldwide band, and they're promoting their new record, Ghost Stories, in an interesting way. To tease the May 19th release of the band's fifth album, the band is now tweeting out clues for 9 envelopes that are hidden in libraries across the world. Each clue has sort of teases the fact that it's in a book that typically has to do with ghosts as well as a location. So far, I think 6, at the time that we're recording this, I think 6 have been found, including one in Helsinki, Finland, one in Mexico City, one in New York City, one in Kent in the UK, and a couple other, one in Barcelona as well. Nothing for Canada yet, which suggests that it might be forthcoming. By the time that this hits the radio, it may still be unfound. So keep an eye on Coldplay's Twitter. It's very cool. They're releasing hints with hashtags for Lyrics Hunt, and you should head to your local library and maybe check out a few ghost books and see if an envelope pops out, one of which will contain a golden ticket to see Coldplay in London, including flight and accommodation and everything. So just a neat little thing to get people excited about their album.
Nothing cliche about the golden ticket, eh? It's just
no, it's a totally original idea.
It's really great. I think it's a really cool idea, and good on them for coming up with that. And to have it strikes me that we talked about something similar to this a little while ago. Wasn't there a band who did something like putting out different clues about their album or different pieces of a song?
There have been a couple cool things like that. I mean, the lead up to Daft Punk's record last year was pretty crazy. Arcade Fire themselves did a very interesting sort of mysterious reflector promotional rollout. Record Store Day is sort of famous for that kind of thing. Last year, you could find random 12 inches from Boards of Canada in record stores. This year, De La Soul, the hip-hop group, did that with a record that they released. Only a few made it out to record stores, and they sort of dropped hints about it.
Well, fun for Coldplay, fun for Coldplay fans, and maybe non-fans. If you get that golden ticket, maybe you just go to the show anyway. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll talk about a review now. I know you've sent this along, and it's Jacques Green. You've got some information to give us about his new release.
Yeah, this is sort of my album pick of the week, I suppose. It's an EP. Jacques Green is a Montreal producer, typically a house producer. His new EP is called Phantom Vibrate, and it's really excellent. If you're a fan of sort of spacious UK garagey stuff, like and not garage rock, I mean like garage, like grime sort of thing. If you're into that sort of thing, if you're into Burial, that sort of spacious R&B inflected stuff, you should definitely check out his new EP. It's only 3 songs, but they hit really hard. They're all 3 are so incredible. And I thought I would pick one of them for my song pick of the week. It's called No Excuse, and you can hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 5.
Go.
It's the Earshot 20.
Good. Wasn't sure if you were going to say more. Sometimes you have so much more to say.
Sometimes.
We just heard Kevin Drew's First in Line. Before that, it was Cloud Nothings with Giving Into Seeing. And before that, we had Jacques Green with No Excuse.
I wanted to give you the limelight. Aww. I felt like that was, it was my... fiduciary duty. Is that a phrase I could use, I guess? No.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. Mm. you'll the judges will give it to me this time. Yeah. All right. Excellent. Excellent. It is the Earshot 20. If we're counting down, no, we are counting down the top 20 albums. Now getting into the top 5 for this week from earshot-online.com. And if you're just joining us, I'm Anthony Emmon, and Kim Hornack is in studio with me this week. Replacing Brian Cleveland, who is on assignment now, traveling. I just got a message update from him, and ooh, he is now backpacking across Eastern Europe.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, so I have no idea if that's anywhere near Peru, but...
No, they're pretty far apart.
Okay, well...
Totally different continents.
It's good that no one will know what the Peru reference is, because that was so long ago in this show. So Eastern Europe, yeah, backpacking and seeing lots of sights.
Mm-hmm.
None of this is true, by the way. Full disclosure, he's just in Toronto, but I like the story better. So
me too.
It's kind of exciting.
It's more romantic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Except he won't share pictures. He told me not to share any of the pictures online. He was like, none of these.
Well, they like naughty?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He was riding an alpaca in his underwear.
Ooh, that poor alpaca.
Oh, I'm just kidding. But anyway... He will be back next week, I think. Maybe not, because he'll be like, I hate you for what you did, so
really
I'm never
mad.
Coming back. Mm. But in the meantime, Kim is doing a great job, and we're almost done.
Woo-woo!
Got about 15 minutes left and about 3 songs to bring you.
Yes.
I don't know why I say about, because it's not about 3 songs.
It is
3 songs.
The top 3.
That is right. So let's do it. Let's kick it off, and you'll let us know what's coming up.
Yes. At number 3, we have Tokyo Police Club with their album Force Field. And then at number 2, we have Timber Tambor with their album Hot Dreams. And at number 1, we have the lovable Mac DeMarco with his album Salad Days.
You're just a huge fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I like him
huge
a lot.
Huge fan of the DeMarco.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Tokyo Police Club in at number 3. Song's called Feel the Effect. Feel it while we cut to the music. We'll be back. It's Earshot 20.
Just still a couple twins on my eyes, the way they reflect. I made a lot of bad decisions. I feel the effect, I feel the effect, I feel the effect, I feel the effect. illusions. I feel the effect, 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 I'm feeling.
Lie me down, in your stream. I wanna wake from hot dreams. I wanna wake from hot dreams of you, babe. I wanna wake from hot dreams of you, babe.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
It's the Earshot 20.
And we just heard Blue Boy by Mac DeMarco. Before that, it was Hot Dreams by Timber Tambor. And before that, we had Tokyo Police Club with their song Feel the Effect.
That is right. And that completes another countdown. And it's the Earshot 20. Thanks very much, Kim.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for filling in. And if you're just joining us, I'm Anthony Amnon, Kim Hornack on the other side of the mic. And we've just completed another countdown for another week. Earshot-online.com is where we get the charts. And if you are not familiar with the program, we do this every week. And we do the countdown live every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, 21 of them carrying this program. Thank you very much to them. You may also be listening to us if you are downloading the program from radio4all.net, radio4all.net, and you can also podcast this show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much, and tune in next week. Brand new countdown and some interviews. We'll have Stephen back, and Brian might be back, or he may still be out gallivanting around.
He could be anywhere.
I don't know. He disappeared. He does this every once in a while, disappears for a couple of weeks, then he comes back and he looks tanned, and he's got lots of stories to tell.
Ooh, fantastic.
So we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. He's probably eating some really nice hamburgers and poutine.
Oh, that doesn't sound as exotic anymore.
No. He's just in Toronto. I've let everybody on. I should let them all know. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station.
Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.